It was they weren't made like these are chopped wood with altogether. It was a long bladed axe. Mm-hmm. They cut what they called a box or a cavity right in the root of that tree.
Mm-hmm.
Chopped out that cavity. Mm-hmm. And then they'd chip it, use them hacked and chip it, and that gum would run down in that box. Mm-hmm. And then they come up with a cup, and we scrape that bark down and fasten a tin, nail a tin to that bark. Oh, we used to stick them with axe, but they got to finding out that was damaging the tin pretty bad.
Yeah.
So they got to using these tins. We just nail them on the shingle here or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And put the cup under there to catch the gum. Then we have a tin that goes around the tree, and then the gum will get in that gutter and run down into the cup.
Mm-hmm. How would you collect it? What would you do?
We've done it with a bucket. Just take a bucket now. Something wooden or a metal a dipper and go in to pull it up off and dip it out, put it back.
Mm-hmm.
And gather it with, by hand through the woods.
Uh-huh. Would you have a central place you keep it, or?
No, we took it right on off to the processing plant, and we
uh-huh.
take it out on in and set it, and they'd steal it, they called it.
Uh-huh.
And steal it and get the rosin and the liquid mineral, we call it starch and spirit turpentine.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get that and get it separated, and then Savannah and Brumbick and Jacksonville, they had big things out on the seaport towns like that.
Mm-hmm.
They loaded it and shipped it all over the world.
Mm-hmm. What would they do? I guess boil it down?
Yeah, they boiled it down. We had a big old copper still.
Uh-huh.
And we used about 55 gallon barrels to gather that gum in.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of these smaller ones of them would hold anywhere from 7 or 8 or 9 of them big barrels, they'd cook at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they'd get the water all cooked out of it, the trash floated off, skimmed off.
Uh-huh.
And whenever it'd get about cooked, that spirits would quit coming.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it come out of that still in a steam form, and it went through a big worm
mm-hmm.
in a big old tub of water, and they kept cool water in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You go and it condensed back to liquid, and it run into a barrel itself. They turned the rosin out in the vat, dipped it up, and put it in barrels.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What kinds of livestock do you grow around here? Do you keep around here?
Cattle and hogs.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever butcher a hog, or did you ever help?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you go about doing that?
We have a big old pot, we put water in it, get it hot, just go and shoot him or knock him with a hammer or something.
Yeah.
Take him in there and scald him and get that hair off of him, and then hang him up and get the insides all cleaned out of him.
Mm-hmm. Would you use a barrel or a pot? Or?
Well, some people use barrels. Now, we always used a big old thing like the cook syrup in, a sugar kit or something like that, mm-hmm. at 60 or 80 or 120 gallons of water. They mm-hmm. get it hot and you scald a bunch of them in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What kinds of things would you get from a hog after you... you'd use just about all of them, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's just about all of them. Uh-huh. Well, now, we'd take him up and... We called it just a country flat talk, you know. We called it gutting him.
Yeah.
We'd hang him up on a post. It had arms on it. We'd hang him up there with a mm-hmm. stick between his legs. Stretch him out.
Would he be laying flat, facing down, or?
No, we'd hang him with the heels in it.
With his heels?
Up and his head out. Then we'd take him in and cut his head off,
mm-hmm.
get that out of the way, and then we'd just split him from mm-hmm. here right on down. Took mm-hmm. all the entrails and stuff out, mm-hmm. and they use liver
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that to eat, and a lot of people eat chickens. I did. I liked them. They're mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
If I knew who creams them.
Uh-huh. What would you make out of his face? What kinds of things out of his face and his head? Things like that.
Well, my mother and my wife done it too. We made what we call hog head cheese out of that. Mm-hmm. We put that head.